This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program, the live Sunday edition here with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian
and Mark.
And we'll give you our toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username here in a few moments. You can call in and you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Tonight, I wanted to talk about a couple of, I guess, companies that had, you'd met these people, Mark, at a conference that you went to. You, was it Vegas? Where was this one?
I went to the Affiliate Summit West 2016 was the name of it. And it was an awesome event, really professional. All the people I met wanted to do business. They were, you know, just up. Professional. I was really impressed with the folks that I met there generally. It was probably the biggest event I have been to, shy of, like, I don't remember. When, you remember when we got those Elton John, Billy Joel tickets working for the radio station?
Nope.
Yeah. That was it. In a stadium, right?
Okay.
Like, the biggest event I've been to that was not in a stadium.
Wow, okay.
And so it was a big, impressive event. I really enjoyed it, and I'm definitely going to go back.
So you met some people there, and this affiliate sales is like companies that you can sort of partner up with in some way that you can help them sell their product, and they'll cut you a portion of the sales, basically.
Or they do pay for they do pay for sale, they do pay for lead, they do a variety of things, and radio has a certain element of that.
So you, while you were on your vacation, you were still sort of working some of these deals. You were doing some sales work for
handling
Free Talk
emails
Live.
And going to this convention. Yeah,
and so you were kind of letting me know that you were interested in some of these options that people had been presenting to you, and so you wanted me to take a look at them and see what I thought. Can Free Talk Live get behind this?
This wasn't an affiliate thing that I presented to you. This was what they call a white labeling. And white labeling is, for instance, I met some people that do white labeling of nutritional supplements. So basically, they create the nutritional supplement. It costs, $250 or something like that per bottle for them to make the nutritional supplement. You slap your label on it, and then people will sell them for, $7 on up to $70 a bottle, depending on what they feel like they can get for this stuff. They don't make it. We kind of did this in the past. I had a nutritional supplement that really worked for me, and we, I had somebody put it together and slapped a label on it, and we unfortunately had some problems with IP, intellectual property surrounding it.
Yeah, so anyway, the idea would have been that we'd be associated with whatever the product would be in some way, and we could have branded it however we wanted to brand it.
It could be Free Talk Live Dating, right?
So what they proposed to you was some sort of a dating website, and you proposed this to me, and of course it was immediately skeptical. I want to, know more about this. I want to log into the site. Let me see what this site looks like.
I'd like to make a distinction. I presented it to you. Yeah. I didn't propose it to you. Proposal to me, and I often use
the
term.
Sounds like mincing words.
I don't think it is, because to me, I use that term with you specifically to mean something that I'm actually trying to get done, rather than, hey, what do you think about this?
You're just curious about this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, you presented it to me as an option for us. Hey, take a look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did take a look at it, and boy, was I guess I was less than impressed. Let's just say that. In fact, I would say that whoever this company is, they're called Ventro. That's actually the name of the company that runs this white label dating site.
We actually had contact with two of them, didn't we?
There's a second one that you had me check out this weekend as well, which is even worse. Anyway, I went to I asked for a couple of the websites, or he gave you a couple of the websites that they were, I guess, they'd already white labeled or whatever. They'd already put some other brand on. And one of them is actually a site that is being promoted, apparently, by another radio show, Coast to Coast, which is, like, for those that don't know, Coast to Coast is one of the biggest talk radio shows out there. It's, like, the juggernaut of the overnights.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
It's really tough because, by the way, overnights aren't rated. So
yeah, that's
true. Coast to Coast cannot claim one single listener. It's obvious bullcrap because millions of people probably listen.
Yeah.
I can tell you in a week that about, you know... conservatively, 250,000 people listen to Free Talk Live. How many people must listen to Coast to Coast?
It's millions. It's got to be millions. Because they have what they can count is how many stations they have, and you know they've got hundreds of them.
Yeah, we have 150.
Several, or so. Right, they have several hundred. I'm pretty sure, like 500 probably at least.
Sure, they're the juggernaut of the overnight.
And
if you're running the only talk station in town, the likely thing you're going to grab is Coast to Coast because it is the premier product in that time slot.
Yeah, if it's not already in on someone else's station,
right,
if you're
it's the only one. Yeah,
yeah. And usually it's already on the Clear Channel or what's now called iHeartMedia station. They sort of own the company that syndicates that show, and so they put them on all their big talk stations. So
yeah.
in any given big marketplace, Coast to Coast is almost guaranteed to be on the biggest of the talk stations.
Right, so they've got the power of that big stick that's the big radio broadcast tower that's pushing them out there.
So they've been on for a long time, too, like back in the 1990s. You know, so they've been around for literally probably two decades, it would be my guess, because they started with Art Bell. He ended up leaving the show after a period of time, and then they brought in this other guy, George Norrie. And so anyway, the show continues to roll on. It's sort of crazy, kooky overnight format where they talk about ghost stories and, you know, crazy werewolves or whatever it is that they discuss there.
Yeah, they call them lycanthropes. My favorite is the Nephilim, the giants. They hit on this on a relatively regular basis. The giants that
they went extinct or something.
Yeah, they inhabited the earth prior to the flood, the great flood that God caused to punish the badness that was on the earth.
So I discovered that this company that was pitching the white labeling dating sites was already aligned in one of their sites with Coast to Coast AM. I found this out through one of the industry emails that I subscribe to.
And that's a pretty big endorsement, to my mind.
It does sound like an endorsement, but
it's funny that they call it paranormal date, though.
That is, yeah, I was debating whether or not to say the names of the sites on the air, but I think it's best to do that so people know what to look out for. Either the people behind Coast to Coast don't know what they've gotten themselves involved in, meaning that they just sort of signed up for this thing without realizing, without even looking into it, without even logging into the website. And so it's one of a couple things. Either they signed up for this site, which is a scam, and I'll tell you why here in a moment. They signed up
See,
for this
I don't know whether I agree, but
okay,
that's
well, fine. You can do whatever lame job you will at trying to defend the site.
I've got an email here from the guy. Yeah.
Who is a liar, and we'll talk about that. But so they're either being scammed in that they haven't done their due diligence to find out that what they're doing is promoting a scam website, or they are absolutely on board with running a scam on their listeners. So either way, it's bad for whoever it is that's the poor suckers who are signing up for this paranormal date website. So what I did was when I was looking into this website, they gave us a few different of these white label sites. They gave us Paranormal Date. They gave us one called Sacktown Dating for like the Sacramento, California area.
That seems like a good idea, like a local dating site. I mean, you don't want to date somebody who's across the country, generally.
Generally. And then I did a little digging, and I found a third one on my own called We Love Dates. So I went ahead and created an account on all three of these websites. And I, on two of the websites, did not put any identifying information in about myself. Put nothing in. On one of the sites, I did put a photograph of myself and answered three of the questions. Within a few moments of signing up for the sites, I received a message, which was pretty surprising. I mean, I've been on dating sites before, and usually you don't get a message within 15 minutes of signing up.
24 hours is a good time frame to you'd think you'd wait before somebody would message you.
I wouldn't expect anything within 24 hours because most of the sites are mostly male. You know, most dating sites probably are mostly males, and how many of the women who are actually there listed on the site are actually regularly visiting the site. You know, some sites they don't tell you, other sites they do. Like OkCupid will let you know, oh, this person logged in. The last time they logged in was this date. I couldn't find any of that information on the Paranormal Date site about how recently their users had logged in. But to me that was
often pasture getting probed or something.
To me that was red alert number one. Oh, I just signed up for the website and I've already got a message from somebody. Okay. And so then I got the same message from the same profile on the other site that I'd signed up on, both of the other sites that I'd signed up for.
Well, if that was intended to be scammy, then they could easily make it a different picture from a different person. It doesn't have to be the same person, right?
Yep, that's right. And
there's a rebuttal here regarding
oh, it gets much worse. Our toll-free number is 855-453 if you want to comment on... If you've ever joined... I know you probably don't want to admit it, but if you've ever joined one of these scam dating websites and you want to share your experience, you can do that here. You can also bring up what you want. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA of NCR Insurance Solutions. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free. Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about scammy websites, specifically dating websites that appear to be designed to rope in desperate people into paying money to these sites, ultimately only to let them down because their sites are packed full of what I believe to be fake profiles and are set up in very scammy ways, which I'll continue to share with you here in a few moments. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Now, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, they're not scamming you over at freedomsphoenix.com. Every day you'll get the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. And you know what? It won't cost you a dime to read freedomsphoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com also offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. You can go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch at FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue, here we'll go right to your calls. If you want to share your experiences you've had with scammy dating sites, I would love to hear about that. Let's go to Darius, listening, or Darius, rather, in Toronto. Hello, Darius. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, Ian? It's actually Darius.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Darius.
No, no problem. And Mark, right?
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm a new listener, so it's the first time I've been hearing you. And first off, I want to talk about Coast to Coast. When Art Bell was running the show, it was, you know, it was entertaining to a certain extent. But when George Snorri took over, the show really took a dive in with the listenership and the quality of the program. And back in 2012, 2013, they had a new host on, like kind of like a guest host. His name was John B. Wells. And at that time, their listenership went through the roof. And what happened is that George Norrie, he's not a very humble guy. So basically, to long story short, he got him fired, and after he got fired, the listenership actually plummeted to 200,000 to 300,000 listeners a week.
I don't know how they would get that information. Mark just explained a few moments ago that they don't have any ratings for overnight shows in the radio business. So is this
understood.
Like
so that could be false as well. So, you know.
So what you're saying is you're not a fan of the new Coast to Coast, the new version?
Absolutely not. It's a joke. This guy, I don't know, George Norrie, he's dumb as a post. If you listen to the questions that he asks his guests that are on the show, they're so childlike that it's just, you cannot listen to it for more than 5 minutes unless you're, I don't know, well, I'll leave that alone. But regarding the dating websites, I'm sure you're aware that Ashley Madison was exposed as having basically relatively few members where guys would, like, sign on. And all the female accounts were actually fake.
Or they were staff members or whatever.
Weren't they hookers, too?
Oh, those are allegations. Those are allegations.
I mean, it seems like a pretty good place for a hooker to do business.
The allegation was that if you bought their super expensive package that it would guarantee that supposedly guaranteed you an encounter, that would be the site hiring a hooker for you, essentially. I don't know if that was proven. That's what Chris Cantwell was saying, that he believed to be the truth. But they did basically find out that the site's database, you know, was full of junk.
I would assume that that the Coast to Coast website, what was it called, Paranormal Date?
Yeah.
Some BS like that. Yeah, I would you know, think that would be along the same lines as Ashley Madison, and maybe like 50, I would say 50%, I don't know, just a guess, of the females on there are actually fake, just like you said.
Well, one thing is for sure about this website is that they're sharing databases. So what Mark was explaining, and Darius, thanks for your call and the input tonight. I appreciate it. What Mark was saying is that this white labeling is where a company has, they've got their database, they've got their website, and then they can sort of customize it for different groups out there. So there's one that's like Sacramento, California dating. There's another one that's We Love Dates. There's this other one that's the Coast to Coast guys are doing, which is Paranormal Date. But the thing is, when I signed up for all three of these example websites, I ended up discovering that the Sacramento one did seem to limit searches only to the Sacramento area. However, it would still accept messages from women who are outside of the Sacramento area, because I got the same message on the Sacramento dating site as I got on the other two dating sites from
unless
the same...
Unless you just happened to live in Sacramento and then sent you those messages on the other two sites, right?
She was ostensibly in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And so they were sharing this database. When you would search for, let's say I wanted to search for women, what I did was I did a search of women between the ages of 18 and 118, so the entire range the site could possibly have. I did that search for Keene, New Hampshire, and I found 24 results. Now, that's a fraction of what, OkCupid had, for instance. And I actually searched OkCupid for women between the ages of 18 and 35 in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and I found at least 40 in just that age range. So OkCupid had far more choices just within my age range compared to what this other site had for the entire range of women on their site. And further,
that doesn't make the site a scam. That just makes the site not able, you know.
I didn't say that made them a scam.
Yeah.
What I was getting to was that they share a database. So when I did the search and found the 24 women, I found the same 24 women on their We Love Dates site as I found on the Paranormal Date site.
The guy who presented it to me explained that was the case. I asked him, because, listen, Ian, here's what was proposed. What was proposed was some kind of libertarian date website.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, look, Free Talk Live has when we've done the research ourselves, close to 80%, it's 86.7% male has, filled out our demographic survey.
Fill out at what, demo.freetalklive.com?
You can fill it out at demo.freetalklive.com, and if you add your email address, you'll be in for some contests that we do now and then.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that's the percentage of men that listen. It's the percentage of people who answered
survey.
The hundreds of people who answered that on that survey. So I have to look at this information. I have to say, we're going to have a problem for heterosexual men to date if we were to white label a site. And that was the first question I had for the guy.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the question is, hey.
It's going to be a sausage party.
It's what it's going to be. And he's like, not a problem. I ship women in for you.
That is a problem, and it's a problem.
Well, wait a second. And he said that he explained what they did on Paranormal Date, and he said that they have had very few complaints, and I imagine they don't have a lot of complaints on Paranormal Date.
He's a liar. He says anyone who were to sign up for this website. Who is an action, who did not walk away from it within, a matter of hours is a sucker. And, I'm sorry. This is an obvious scam site, in my opinion. And let me continue. So the reason why that is a problem, Mark, is if you're going to market a site as libertariandating.com.
Agreed.
And then a guy signs up thinking, hey, I get to meet libertarian women? Wow, I didn't know there were any. And then he's looking at, look at all these women here. There's 24 women within my area that are libertarians.
Yep.
Oh, no. They're not signed up on Libertarian Date. They're signed up over on We Love Date. So they're signed up on one of these, if they're even real at all. They're signed up on one of these other sites. So that's very dishonest to
me. I agree. But that would be our dishonesty, not... not that company's dishonesty.
It's absolutely their dishonesty, and it would be ours if we signed up for it. If they were encouraging you, say, hey, label it as libertarian dating, and we'll just hook them up to our full database of all these other non-libertarians.
Okay, so he was probably suggesting that Free Talk Live would have a dating site, and then you don't have to guarantee at that point that,
I don't know what you're saying. Stand by. 855-453. He's a scammer, and he's dishonest, in my opinion. You can share your thoughts.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Share your experience if you have one, if you want to admit to having this experience. I can understand why you wouldn't want to. Of signing up for some dating website, thinking you were going to make a connection with somebody that, wow, there might be somebody out there. And then you get sent a message by what appears to be a robot. But you have to pay the site money in order to be able to find out for sure what that message says. That is a situation that that we were dealing with when we were being pitched by a company on a white labeling dating site that would allow us to, you know, market some sort of Free Talk Live dates or whatever it would end, have ended up being had we moved forward with it, which there's no way in hell we're going to move forward with this because it's pretty clearly a scam. So if you want to share your experiences, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, I didn't know at the time when I was looking at this site, this Paranormal Dates was one of them, when I was looking at it, this was an example of one of this company's white-labeled sites. I didn't know that it was the coast-to-coast site. I thought to myself, boy, if coast-to-coast or some radio show like that is promoting a site like this, they are engaging in a scam on their listeners because it seems so obvious to me that this was a scam site. And then later on, I find out coast-to-coast actually is promoting this this particular website. The Alexa ranking for it isn't bad. If you look at that, it's like in the 300,000 range. So it seems like there are actually people on this site.
How? Where's ours?
I don't remember. It's much lower than 300,000. Okay. Lower as in higher on Alexa's. On Alexa, the lower numbers
number
are,
one
are
is
better.
High.
Yes. So we do not do as good as this Paranormal Dates site on, okay. on our site. You'd have to pull it up right now, and I don't have it in front of me. I think the last time I looked, it was the 700,000 range, but we've been... Okay. Anyway. Alexa is not scientific. It's just interesting.
The best you have.
Yeah, it's just something to look at. Without actually having the site's statistics, their actual web statistics, it's something you can look at. Anyway, so what I was explaining to you a few moments ago, Mark, and we're going to go to your calls here in a moment, is the database, right? So
was that a world rank or a U.S. rank that you were making?
That's world.
Okay, yeah, like 1.2 million.
Yeah, that's where ours is. Okay, so anyway, database issues here. So if you're marketing a site as Paranormal Dates, then the suggestion to the user is the women on this site, or men...
UFOs.
That these are interested in paranormal things. And that is the answer of this guy, who is the guy pitching the site to you, Mark, because I wrote him back and I let him know what I thought of his website. Look, dude, I think this is a scam, and here's the reason why I think it's the reasons why I think it's a scam. This is just one of them. It gets worse. But anyway, so my point was that the database is the same. I logged into multiple sites and I found the same women on the same search. So I searched for Keene, New Hampshire. The same results came up on Paranormal Dates as came up on We Love Dates. And further, the different sites actually had different pricing. The Paranormal site wanted $29.99 for a month, whereas the other site wanted $19.99 for a month.
That's probably because the white labeling company allows the promoter.
Yes, that's probably the reason for that.
Pick a pricing that's for themselves.
So okay. Why I would want to pay, why anyone in their right mind would want to pay more for a less popular website than, say, OkCupid, for instance, because it was a lot more on Paranormal Dates. And I'm looking at women who are not necessarily paranormal fanatics, right? I'm not. I'm just on the site, right? Just to check it out, just to sort of vet it and see if it's legitimate. So that's a scammy thing to do. And the dude's response was, well, it says in the terms of service that, we can share a database. Well, dude, that's still dishonest, even though you put it in the terms of service. Nobody no reads one reads that crap.
Yeah, nobody reads the terms of service. Okay, so my rebuttal to that would be, if somebody likes UFOs and they go on the dating site, the paranormal dating site, check things out, and they meet somebody and it turns out that person was from some other website, mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be as upset as somebody who, for instance, went on libertariandate.com and was trying to find a libertarian woman.
Why would they not be as upset? They're there to look for paranormal believers. They're there to look for someone who's
in the same way.
They want to meet. Well, I'm sorry. There are people who are passionate about this crap. I don't know if you've seen these things, but they've got ghost hunters or whatever who
sure
have these.
Are.
They
yeah.
They like sell overnights in haunted mansions. They'll get together with they'll put it out there that, hey, we're going to this haunted mansion. You can pay $150 and you can spend the night. Grab a sleeping bag and come on out and spend the night with us. We'll drink some wine and you can try to find a ghost. And so there are people who are like really into this, Mark. You're dismissing them, and that's not fair. And you're saying that just because they wouldn't care as much in your mind as a libertarian would care, that means that's not dishonest? Sorry, that's dishonest. It's a scam. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Tim is in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, gents. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Tim. Go ahead.
Happy to hear you back, Mark. you sound like you were getting a little bit stressed out, and it's good that you took a break. So your voice is welcome now that Dynamic Duo is back. You were talking earlier about Art Bell and Coast to Coast show, and basically the caller before said George Snorri. I've heard that same comment before. I feel the same way about him. He's basically taking that show down to the lowest levels. It's not anywhere near. I mean, Art Bell is not necessarily the smartest or the most technically adept, and when he talks about scientific issues and various other things, George Norrie is way below that. He's actually far below the level of Art Bell as far as his intelligent talk. And he has a big ego, a huge ego. But when he had John B. Wells on there as a guest, as the other caller said, John B. Wells brought in a lot of listeners, and he's a real libertarian. I mean, he's a Texan, which doesn't mean anything, but he's a Texan, he's a libertarian, he's a constitutionalist, he's a person who believes that our founding fathers were right when they founded our country, and the show was actually an awesome show when he was on there. But I've never used the dating service. I mean, when I heard that they were promoting the paranormal dating service, I thought to myself, this doesn't sound right. And they wanted money for it. And it seemed like, well, I mean, I can just go out and meet people myself. I don't have to worry about it. I'm married and everything. But what I'm saying is if I wanted to find people like that, I could just go out and meet them. It's not a big deal. I don't have to.
Well, where do you do that? I mean, how do you go out and just meet paranormal fanatics? I mean, there's. I guess you could go to the haunted house thing. Yeah, they do have conventions, don't they?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, if you're just the kind of person who speaks, I mean, you guys are on the radio talking, and I'm talking to you on the radio. I do the same thing in person with people.
You may be a little bit more extroverted than, let's say, the average person who would want to use a dating website, though. I mean, would you ever consider using any dating website?
At one time, I may have, but, you know, I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures, as they say. but, you know, that's basically what it's about. If you're looking at that, you're sitting and spending hours looking at, you know, fake pictures, fake profiles, fake this and that and the other. Oh, yeah, I'm 6 feet tall and my hair is long blonde and blue eyes and I only weigh this much. And, you know, you're talking
to
some
guy. Well, yeah, that's the other problem is if you actually – this is just a general problem with dating websites is if you actually encounter real profiles, then you're dealing with the MySpace angle where people are taking pictures that are less than representative of what they look like or using a picture that's a decade old or 2 decades old
or
something like that. So, yeah, so even the legitimate dating sites that actually have real people using them, they have their own issues. But what we're focusing on here tonight is sites that are using very scammy methods to try to get people to sign up and actually pay for an account that ultimately will result in disappointment. And obviously, I don't want to get behind anything like that.
Oh, of course not. I understand that. But, I mean, especially when they're saying we'll share a database with other websites and other organizations possibly. And that's the same thing as when you buy a magazine and you end up on the magazine list for 50 other magazines.
Tim, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. A lot of people feel strongly about Coast to Coast and their host changes. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE.
It's an iconic show. It's been around a very long time. Art Bell made it popular. I don't listen. When I listen, it seems just like Coast to Coast to me. I don't think anything about it. I'm not a rabid listener. It doesn't, you know, I'm not their target demo, so I've never had much to think about one way or the other as far as
I don't really have an opinion on it. I can't say I've really encountered it more than just a few times over the years since George Norrie had taken it over. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think Phil Hendry does a kick-butt impression of Art Bell, though. If you've never heard the Phil Hendry Art Bell impressions, you should go try to find him. It's hard, though, because Phil Hendry's like an intellectual property nutcase, and he pulls down fans who like post his stuff online. So it's actually relatively hard to find his old material. It's Free Talk Live. We'll come
all right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here, the live Sunday edition. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you're welcome to call in about anything, as always, here on Free Talk Live. You are free to do that. But we're talking about dating websites, specifically scammy dating websites. There are some legitimate dating sites out there, and then apparently there are quite a few of them that are, in my opinion, not very legitimate at all. And one of those sites is Paranormal Date, which is a white label website from a company called Ventro, with two N's, Ventro. And this is a company that is apparently teamed up with Coast to Coast AM to market this Paranormal Date website. But what they're not telling people, or they're telling you in the terms and conditions, which no one reads, is that when you sign up for the site, that the database that they're using to search is actually, in point of fact, the shared database between all of their white label websites. So you're not getting necessarily what you thought you were getting, which is a database of only people who are interested in paranormal things. So that's one point that's pretty scammy. Secondly, there's the idea that they're all of a sudden, within moments of signing up for this website, I had maybe 10 minutes after I'd signed up for this site just to check it out, because they were pitching to us, too, that we should come on and do a white label site with these people. Within moments, I sent you an email, Mark, letting you know I got a message on Paranormal Date within 2 minutes of having my first three profile answers approved. So when you sign up for the site, they let you upload a picture, and then they, you know, start asking you questions about you, right? So I filled out three of those, I submitted, and then I skipped the rest. 2 minutes later, I received a message from Carrie. Subject line, introduction, hoping to find that special someone. and she was supposedly in Massachusetts. Then, a few minutes later, because at first I signed up for Paranormal Date, then I signed up for another one of their sites, We Love Dates, and then I signed up for Sacktown Dating, I think it was, which is another one of their sites for the Sacramento, California area. Now, remember, this woman who sent me a message, supposedly, was in Massachusetts. But yet I got the same message from her on the Sacktown Dating site and the same message from her on the We Love Dates site. And the guy's explanation for this, because I took the time to write an email to this Glenn with Ventro. I took the time to let him know what I thought of his site, which was that I'm pretty sure this site is a scam. And, you know, I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, there's a chance this guy's working for this company and doesn't realize that what he's representing is a scamming kind of website. That's the that's a possibility. I didn't believe that that was likely, but it was a possibility. So I wrote my email to him as though, hey, you might not know this about your sites, but here's all these scammy things that that are going on. So I explained to him that within 15 minutes I'd received these introduction messages from women who, as it turned out, hadn't even seen my profile. Because you know how on some of these sites you can actually look and see, like, who viewed me? And you can click and you can see who has ostensibly looked at your profile. Well, this woman had sent me a message on all three of these sites. And two of the three sites, I didn't even put in a picture or any kind of description for myself. And further, later, after I was able to, you know, to read the message, because the dude gave me access to the site to where I had full access, where I could actually read the message without having to pay, because he's again trying to pitch us on coming on board. So I was able to read the message, and it was just like this generic message, but it almost sounded legit. It almost sounded like this woman had really written this thing.
Well, it's well written, and it was.
His excuse for this,
his reason,
is here. I'll read it directly from his email. Quote. We allow all of our members to send out one mass introduction message when they sign up. It goes to the people who are looking for people like them in terms of characteristics. Okay, first, I tried to find this mass introduction message option, couldn't find it. Now, maybe it's hidden somewhere deep within the website or whatever, but it wasn't real obvious to me how I would do this. And the idea behind this mass introduction message, he says, is going to the people who are looking for people like them in terms of characteristics. But wait a minute. I never put any information in two of those three profiles that this woman sent me a message.
Did you not even put male?
What do you mean male?
Are you male?
Okay, yes. Okay. You have to answer that question to sign up for the site.
Maybe she was very general.
So there was the site had two of the three profiles. The site had for me that I was a male and in what year. I put the correct year in which I was born. I did not put the correct month and date because I didn't want to give these people any, you know, identifying information about me because I don't trust them. And so that's all that those profiles had. So
okay.
So if it's true. What he's saying, and that the site somewhere allows some sort of mass mail to be sent indiscriminately to every new male who signs up for this website anywhere in the country, then that is still suspect because they know that that feature is going to drive people to sign up for the site and pay. The idea being that, wow, hey, look, I'm desperate, and here's a desperate person who has sent me a message within 10 minutes of me having signed up for this website. Boy, I've got this message waiting, but I can't check it until I give the site, $29.99 for a month. Oh, I could buy 6 months and get the best deal and get it down to $20 a month or whatever. So they're counting on people who are desperate to go ahead and sign up for this website. And then they're going to see this message. They're going to, you know, I don't know if this woman's even
characterizing these people as desperate.
I don't even know if this. Well, because you'd have to be to fall for this, in my opinion.
Okay, I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah, this seems so obvious.
Okay, there are paid dating sites like Match.com and eHarmony. Are those scams, Ian?
I don't know. I haven't investigated them.
Okay. Well, one of the problems is for you is that you are so cheap you squeak, right? You're like you're a little miser, and so therefore, if
that's not true, I'm willing to pay for things that are worth. Money
right.
to me.
If anybody charges for something, you immediately assume you're on the. They've taken the first step towards scam, in your opinion. I think that there are dating websites out there that are providing a service that people need, and you know.
I think they're out there too, but this isn't one of them.
Okay.
This is a scam site because they're putting a message in your inbox within moments of you signing up for the site, where this person couldn't possibly know anything about you. In point of fact,
unless
she doesn't know anything about you because she never visited any of the profiles before the message arrived. It literally goes to every single new sign up on the website. That, sir, is a obvious scam.
As a feature, you don't know whether it goes to every website. You know it goes to 35-year-old males that sign up.
Uh-huh. Why don't you try signing up? We'll see who sends you a message.
I didn't consider doing that before the show. What I would say is that what disturbs me is that you got so few messages. If they have a feature that allows you to sort of message everybody who comes in new.
Yeah.
Now, you said...
That's another example.
You said that one of the things that disturbs you is that these sites, these profiles could be old, quite old. Well, one way to get around the age of a profile would be to allow somebody to send a message to all the new signups. And then, hey, well, this lady sent me...
Want to do that? Who would want to sign... Who in their right mind... would want to send a message to everyone who signs up for a dating website?
That fits a particular set of characteristics.
The set being male and age 35?
Sure.
Really? Would you do that, Mark?
In the
would
world?
You want to send a message to every single woman that signed up for a website who happened to be within the age range? That's all you're looking for? You're not looking for anything about that person's personality or what they like or what they're into? That's it? You just want to send a mass message to every single person? Come on. It's either the most desperate woman in the world or it's a robot and it's fake and the whole site's a scam.
There's a possibility that it's a robot, but it's also the possibility that, hey, look, she's just saying, I'll glean from the people who respond to me which ones I want to spend some time going back. I'll read the first couple of lines of what they send me, and then find out what their age and what
they
look
like.
And then
the site benefits by having these fake messages. This is a fake message. It is not a message that, even if she wrote it, it's not a message that's in any way tailored to the recipient. She's not saying, hey, I like, you know, the way you look. I like that you're into this. It's nothing about you. She never even visited the profile. So it's so obviously fake, but let me go on, because that's not where it ends. If you want to share your experience with us here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's see. Other issues here. He gives plenty of excuses in his email as to why he thinks his site is okay. And one of them here, he claims that free versus paid. So he says, when Plenty of Fish came out and got big, people said that it was going to be the death of the online dating industry. Then OkCupid came out, as well as many other sites. Paid online dating sites continued to get bigger. In fact, both POF and OkCupid were bought by IAC, the same company that owns Match, Tinder, How About We, Black People Meet, etc. The two types of sites can coexist. Here's why. Many people join the free sites and discover the caliber of people is different than people who join paid sites.
I believe that's true. I believe that paid site people are more likely to be, I don't know, interested in a longer-term relationship.
I think that could be true as well, but it doesn't address any of the factors of why this site is a scam. And he says paid site people are more committed and more serious about getting into a relationship. But the thing is, on his website, you can't tell if anyone's actually been there in the last week or in the last day or whatever. You have no idea the legitimacy of these, the actual profiles on the website. And so the fact that the site is trying to draw people in by sending them messages from people who didn't actually intend, it doesn't appear to send them to you, is multiple examples of why they're scams. But there's more to this, not just on this site, because you sent me another different company that is doing the same sort of white labeling thing, and I checked them out this weekend, and they're even worse. You can share your experience, though. 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.